Blog Talk Radio.
You're on a train. It's a Thursday night and you're all alone and bored. You stop at a station and Eli, Peggy, Ray and John get on the train. They look like normal people and they probably won't rob you. The train starts back up and you travel west with your four compadres. Nice conversations. Pleasantries. The train lurches. You feel it coming off the tracks. And you're falling. It's a gentle fall, but it seems to last forever. You're in a different dimension. You're in the eat me zone. I'm John Guy, everyone. Welcome. It's Thursday night, and our train will be leaving the tracks pretty shortly, I would think. Huh, Eli?
Yes, sir. We're boarding now.
Yeah. Ray, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
We're hanging in there. We're just chugging along.
Well, it is Thursday night. You guys are listening to Eat Me, and we're the show that, God, we don't really have a theme, do we, Eli? I got a recipe, though, for tonight.
We start out with a theme, food that's horrible for you that we particularly like to eat, but then we always, as you say, derail and go off on some wild tangent. But that's what makes it interesting.
Well,
I loathe normal, John.
Yeah, speaking of normal, we may have Bill North joining us tonight. I told him flat out we're not going to talk baseball with him. He's actually older than I am, but he and I have been talking. He thinks that he could steal a base still at his age. And Bill stole a lot of them. There is no doubt about it. He stole 395 bases. But he was good. He was damn good.
John, if he's that fast, he could have ran up to the hot dog stand and brought a couple down to the dugout.
Yeah. Yeah. I told him we talked about food.
I would have paid him.
395 stolen bases.
Where does he keep them, in his garage?
I'm assuming, yeah. I mean, that's the guy only hit 261 for his career. He wasn't, a Hall of Famer, but boy, did he steal bases.
He was the
first guy to be a DH, designated hitter for the Giants.
Wow. Basically, Johnny got three 360-some doubles out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I invited him to Arizona. I'm going to run a minor league this spring because, well, that's what I do. And I invited him. I said, Bill, come on over and let's get you stolen base 396. What the hell? In fact, I told him I was talking with Pete Rose's agent. I said, you two could have a double steal. Do a double steal and we make international news.
Huh.
That'd be great. Where's Peggy at?
Tyler from Youngstown's wondering the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same. My God, I mean.
You're incredibly handsome to me, John, but you're not Peggy.
I know, and I'm sitting here looking at a picture and recipe, and Eli, this has you written all over it, buddy. Maple bacon cheddar pickle loaf.
Oh, I did.
Oh.
Pickle loaf, bacon, maple syrup, and cheddar cheese.
You betcha.
On basically monkey bread for all practical purposes.
How do you handle it?
I mean, holy smokes. Ray, that'd kill you in about, what, 30 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How do you handle a hungry man?
Yeah, that, I mean, that's got everything that Eli loves: maple syrup, bacon, cheddar cheese.
That's the kind
pickles.
Of thing that when you're out, you get lost in the woods and you have nothing to eat. Well, that's the kind of thing. If you came across that, you would probably wait a day or so before you ate it.
Oh no, not me.
Oh,
hey,
Mike, man!
Colorado wants to know if anyone likes raisin bread. Well, I like it, Mike, but I tell you what I do like, and I introduced them to Stacy this week, is those raisin cream pies from Little Debbie. They
oh, there you go.
Coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic coffee.
Huh.
She wasn't nearly as impressed with them as I am.
Well.
Dogs like them, too. I'll probably get another box.
I don't know. We should all go to Sarasota and just show up at Peggy's house.
With donuts and a naked beach, New Beach.
Oh, that's where she's at, probably.
She's sampling the donuts.
She's probably at the nude beach. Well, that explains everything, doesn't it?
Box of donuts.
With a box of donuts.
He might be practicing, the naked Chinese fire drill.
Okay.
So
yeah.
He was pretty good when I mentioned that.
That's right. That's right. Eli, what'd you eat this week that is going to kill you ultimately?
Well, I like to come up with some little weird recipes, especially that come with Oreos. So, you know, the Halloween Oreos. So this one's not too bad. I took the Halloween Oreos.
Yeah.
Since they're... I say the word O-R-A-N-G-E, strange, so be prepared. It's orange, and it had the orange filling, so I was looking at some habanero cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Put that on there with some thin sliced salami and a little bit of mayonnaise, and it was pretty good on an Oreo.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
What is it with this Oreo thing? Everybody's got an Oreo fetish.
I love Oreos, Rick. And I'm telling you, you can eat just about anything. You know, Andy Griffith, as you say, everything's better on a Ritz. No, everything is better on an Oreo.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, I feel it's my duty, John, to eat one jacked-up thing a week minimum. So
Absolutely.
You know, I just happen to like to do it to Oreos.
But, I mean, maple bacon cheddar pickle loaf, that's got it all.
I would eat that on a real heavy bread, some dark bread, some Slavic look, Eastern European bread.
Oh.
Spicy mustard, John.
Oh, yeah, you got to have, you know. Have you ever tried bone-sucking mustard?
No.
I get it at the grocery store here in Arizona. Bone-sucking mustard is the very best. I always have a jar in my fridge. It goes with everything. It's a sweet mustard. No, it's
Bill's on.
Bill, you with us?
Hey.
Bill
I'm
North. Okay. Hello. Hello, Bill North.
I'm here.
Oh. Bill North, I told him before the show, I said, we're not going to talk baseball because, come on, everyone expects us to talk baseball with Bill North. And everybody expects us to talk about stolen bases. We're not going to do that either. Bill?
Can you hear me, though?
I can.
Hello?
Yes. You bet.
Can you talk about baseball?
Yeah.
I told you I'm multifaceted.
That's true. That's what you said. You played with the Cubs, the A's, the Dodgers, the Giants. What was the best food you ever had at a ballpark?
At a ballpark?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean,
you know,
they set out a spread for you guys, right?
The guy in Milwaukee has a good spread. Some of them just gave you cold cuts, but, hey, they feed us pretty good. If the manager isn't mad, one time in Baltimore, Dick Williams was mad, and he came in the locker room and turned over the food table and said, "Ain't nobody eating in here tonight."
Whoa!
Yeah.
Eli would have. Eli would have eaten the food. Yeah, we didn't invoke the 5-second rule, Bill. And we eat it right off the floor. Oh my God! Yeah.
You know, it depends how hungry you are.
Well,
I'm always
let's
hungry,
see.
Bill.
Yeah, you started off in Chicago, so you had Chicago dogs, right?
Oh, yeah. What was that, Nations?
Oh. I'm
but,
telling
yeah.
you, we love hot dogs on this show.
I'll
and
tell you this
quite
bit.
Honestly, Bill, you were a hot dog, weren't you?
Oh, stop it.
In your playing days? Come on. You
I
and
had
Reggie?
Style. I had style.
Hey,
style.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Did you ever have Adam's ribs in Chicago?
Probably, but can't remember.
Yeah, Adam's ribs.
I used to be down there on First Street.
Yeah, the Dearborn Street Station. The Adam's ribs are the best ribs in the country.
Oh.
Huh.
You ever been to Kansas City or St. Louis?
Yeah, there you go.
I know. The St. Louis ribs are great. I mean, we have them here in New York.
Kansas City got some of the best, too, partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get, when you go to them stockyard towns, that's where you get good meat.
You bet. Yeah. Omaha.
There you go.
They send them to you.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right. They're so good. They're in the mail.
Come on, man. I eat anything except beets.
You don't do beets, Bill?
I've never knowingly eaten a beet in my life.
Okay, Ray. It's your turn.
Best thing for you. You should eat beets every day. It'll put 10 years on your life.
Well, my mama was from Louisiana, and she fried everything and lived to be 97 years old. So, I eat what I can until they tell me not to.
I'm with your mom, Bill. The crappier it is, the better I like it, and I'm in fantastic shape for an old man. I'll challenge you 35-year-olds to push-up contest any day.
Well, you know why all those Louisiana and Alabama and all those southern mamas live to be in their 90s? Because they work like dogs. Those mamas work like dogs. My mom worked like a dog. Let me tell you, they really put out for their kids.
I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom was the first black woman to ever work on the floor at Nordstrom's in 1952.
Wow.
Whoa.
She was an artifact. Yeah, I can't tell you the whole story about her. She's got a hell of a resume. You can bet that, though.
Hey, Bill, one of our callers, Taylor from Michigan, says you were the pride of the A's, and he wanted to know if you had any thoughts on Chief Charlie Finley. Did he feed you guys good?
You know what happened is we had 8 guys lined up to be free agents, and then Charlie gave me the money that I wanted. So there were 7, and all 7 of them, when they left, got $1 million contracts, and I'm sitting there on $70,000. Hey, man. Charlie was...
Oh, mercy. Yeah, but $70,000 can buy an awful lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, it could.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, back in them days, that was probably 73, 74. It was higher than the average.
That's right. That's right. You still could buy... how much were White Castles back then, Eli?
Oh, man, don't start with me about White Castles. I still buy them to this day.
Absolutely. Can you get them in Seattle?
Oh, yeah. I think that's at the grocery store.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count.
But White Castle is legendary.
Yes, it is.
They have some rep.
Oh, it will.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Now they have Chick-fil-A here too. So
yeah.
I used to eat those during the game.
How many sliders? How many sliders you ever eat at one sitting, Bill?
3.
Oh.
Like they serve them.
Oh.
I can cook, and you come to my house, I eat all night. I get up at 2:00 in the morning and cook me something.
Really?
Oh,
wow. Do you do grits?
Beg your pardon?
Do you do grits?
Of
How do
course.
You do your grits?
I cook them and I put some seasoning on them and get me a bacon or a slice of ham and some potatoes, not potatoes, whatever else is there. But that right there is a world class meal with them grits.
Right. I gotta add a little bit of
the Italians call it polenta.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We Ooh. Love grits. Oh, my.
Got to have fun, though.
What are you guys doing? You sound like you're having a good time.
Oh, we always have a good time, Bill. Absolutely. We try to avoid sports because... you know, we're old, and, well, take, for example, Ray. Ray's a fan of the New York Jets. He and 6 other people in the United States are Jets fans. And one of them was Al Woodall. I mean, they haven't had a quarterback since Namath. Come on.
Come on, man. It sounds like he fits in that Cub fan mode before they. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, yeah, come on. You got the whiz. Yeah. Well, I like that. I'm doing pretty good right now.
My favorite Houston Astros fan. My favorite motto is, we don't play the game. We just root for our team.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be a diehard to be a Jets fan anymore.
I've been a Jets fan since the Jets.
Well, I'm a masochist. My third favorite team, John, is the Jets. To go with
is
my
it
red.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Are you guys New Yorkers?
Nope.
You're not New Yorkers. You still vote? The Jets are still your team. You guys are
like
this.
I am.
Well,
I really. You should hear the stuff I eat, Bill.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Eli is a bicycle cop. That's what he does for a living.
He's in
Indianapolis Police Department, and he rides a bicycle.
There ain't no fat bicycle cops.
No, but there's sickly ones, and that's where Eli falls in. Eli, tell him your health history.
I've had 3 heart attacks, stroke, cancer twice, high blood pressure, diabetic. I have liver and kidney disease. But I look fantastic for my age, Bill. They tell me, you look 40 instead of 66. I said, just think how good I look if I wasn't sick.
That's right.
I'll tell you one thing, instead of using 12 pounds of pressure on the pump, we use like 18 pounds of pressure to embalm a guy that eats like that or has that stuff.
I go to the gym 4 days a week, Bill. I posted a picture last year of me without a shirt on, and people couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm fit for an old man.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know what?
Eli played football.
As hard as you can, as long as you can.
Yeah. Eli played football for me, Bill, back in the day.
He was
a hell of a football player.
How old are you, John?
I am 72.
I'm older than both of you guys.
I know. I know. We're babies compared to you. I got
32-inch waist and weigh 5 pounds less than my playing weight.
Right on.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can barely walk anymore, Bill.
Hey, man. Do what you can. You can do anything you want. Sometimes it just takes a little bit longer.
That's right. Once I get my motorized scooter, I'm going to be hell on wheels.
I thought you were going to say you're going to go to Walmart, John.
The way I feel about that is you either make it happen or let it happen to you. Now,
there you go. I like that.
You guys are making it happen.
We like to think so. Did you play with... You're old, Bill, since you're older than us. Do you play with Satchel Paige at all?
Come on, man.
I watched the Bills when he was in Cleveland.
Hey, man, Satchel Paige, could throw a hit the corner if you put a bubble gum, a chewing gum wrapper at. He could pitch to both sides of a chewing gum wrapper. Now,
wow, he was great. There was no doubt about it. He was a great, great pitcher.
Yeah. My mom's from Shreveport, and that was when you went to church on Sunday, and then you had the parade to the ballpark and had a picnic watching them guys barnstorm. Nah.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
We set a new high in listeners, thanks to Bill, with 455. Huh. And Peggy's here. She's back from the
way.
Peggy, do you have any donuts left?
Yeah.
You give me a donut, girl.
Peggy just got back from the nude beach.
And she saved me a donut.
Yeah.
Send me some.
Yep. There's no donut like a nude beach donut, right?
That's right.
That's right. Now, that's a marketing phrase. Yeah, I like that. No donut
that's
like
a
nude beach donut.
Well, how are you guys?
Where was
doing?
The beach? Peggy, where was the beach?
Lido Beach, by Sarasota.
Oh, you're in Florida.
She's in Florida. Eli's in Indiana. I'm in Arizona. And Ray, well.
She's in L.A.
Ray's out in New York City.
Oh,
New York.
Yeah.
I like the place you're at better than any of them.
What,
Arizona? I have 14 straight years of spring training in Arizona.
Oh,
and
yeah, you did.
Arizona State. I was a Sun Devil. Yeah.
Yeah, Bill and I were talking earlier today about one of our good buddies, Lenny Randle, and they were teammates together at ASU.
No, I was when I was down there. Yeah. Bobby Winkles wouldn't have liked me anyway. but I said, I was just finishing out my college.
You did spring training in Casa Grande, Arizona, didn't you?
Uh-huh. And I stayed at the Fiesta Inn right there on Broadway. Tempe and hit the freeway because I wasn't going to stay in Casa Grande. And I went down there every morning. Yeah.
Really? Hey. Why wouldn't you stay in Casa Grande?
Because I like Tempe. I like the valley.
Oh, okay.
And I had a good car then. I could afford one. And I was up and down that road, never got a ticket. And then they would move up to the park on Van Ness.
Yeah. Yeah, the park in Casa Grande, it wasn't even in Casa Grande. It was just out in the middle of nowhere.
Hey, John, we're running short on time, but we're getting a bunch of people clamoring to bring Bill back. So they'll listen every week for hours if we can get Bill to come back.
I think we can do that.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. How much time we got, Eli?
Less than a minute, John.
Oh, well, then we got to say goodnight. Damn it.
I like your show.
Oh, well.
Ask me back.
Good show, guys. And we thank everyone for listening. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Rasovich.
And I'm
Bill. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Big.
Oh. And that's Bill North.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm
and we wish everybody a healthy, happy week. We'll see you next Thursday night. Bye-bye now.
Come back to us, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill.